Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescuers in Turkey and war-ravaged Syria are searching through the frigid night, hoping to pull more survivors from the rubble. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake early Monday killed more than 3,400 people and toppled thousands of buildings across a wide region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A rescue worker is lowered along with people he's helped evacuate from a devastated building. Hundreds are feared trapped under the rubble. The death toll is expected to rise as rescue workers continue searching mounds of wreckage in cities and towns across the area. Aerial footage shows the piles of debris, with mangled steel bars showing inside some of the buildings that have remained standing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The devastating earthquake on Monday looked painfully familiar for Syrian families and rescuers worn down by nearly 12 years of bombardment and displacement. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
On the streets of northwestern Syria, children are wailing, buildings are flattened, and local hospitals are full of bodies. It was a painfully familiar sight for many Syrian families and rescuers, exhausted by what has been nearly 12 bleak years of bombardment and displacement. Mounds of concrete, steel rods and bundles of clothes lay where multi-story buildings once stood. Millions in northwest Syria have been left vulnerable by years of conflict, according to the United Nations.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Dozens of nations have pledged aid since the 7.8 magnitude quake, which hit as people were sleeping and amid freezing weather that has hampered emergency efforts. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Monday declared 7 days